Yeah, the programming with the Motorola P25 stuff is, that's the frame of mind of the commercial techs. You know, we think in, if you answer that, you think like, that's how commercial techs think about radio programming. And it's very alien and different from everything else, well, not very, but significantly. And then you get into like chirp stuff or the ham radio stuff or stuff, and it's a different approach, which is more intuitive. Because it didn't have to suffer from Motorola's evolution. Motorola software is the way it is because it evolved to be that way, and it kind of evolved into this platform. And so now here we are, and it's like too far down the. I suppose if they were smart, they could redo the whole thing, but they're not going to do that. And the XDR software was a whole fresh approach to everything, and that's quite different even still, as you well know. And so that's kind of like neither one. I don't know if that's not like the amateur stuff, nor is it like the P25 stuff. So they must have had a whole different team with a whole different angle that wrote the XDR stuff. So yeah, it's all a learning curve, right? And guys that focus on DMR stuff, get really good with the one, and guys that get good with the P25 stuff, they get really good with that. And they're all a little different. You can be fairly proficient at all of them with some work, but I'm pretty mediocre to poor on the XPR DMR stuff. I can usually fly through the amateur stuff pretty well, and then of course I'm grounded in the Motorola stuff. So but it's just a matter of familiarity. That's basically what it is.